This case stems from a lawsuit filed 3 years ago by 7 gay couples who applied for marriage licenses in the town of Madison but were denied because only a man and woman can marry in Connecticut. In 2005, lawmakers passed civil unions, which give the full rights and responsibilities of marriage under state law to same-sex couples. This includes hospital visitation, medical proxy, state tax status, and other areas. Jeffrey Bush, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, did get a civil union with his partner, but says it is still unequal treatment under the law.
It's institutionalized discrimination. By having a separate category called civil unions that have the rights of marriage within the state of Connecticut, but not the respect, the status.
Defending the law is Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal, who says the legislature has the constitutional right to make a distinction between same-sex and heterosexual couples when it comes to marriage.
The legislature has made a decision that is supported by a rational basis, which we say is the test, that only opposite-sex couples can be married under our law.
So far, 4 states have adopted civil unions, while only 1, Massachusetts, allows same-sex couples to marry. For WNPR, I'm Av Harris at the Capitol.